What's up, folks? Welcome to NinosCorner.tv. I have to address this issue because Vince McMahon is now accused of sex trafficking. And he's a very powerful man, kind of like a Harvey Weinstein in his own right. And you got to think to yourself, what really is sex trafficking? What is sexual harassment? If you look like Brad Pitt, is that considered flirting? And if you look like Harvey Weinstein, is that considered sexual harassment? If you're Vince McMahon and you're a powerful player, do you have to watch your P's and Q's? Can you not just hit on a woman anymore? Because, that could be sexual harassment, and that could lead to a lawsuit and sex trafficking. Let's look up what sex trafficking is in the first place. Sex trafficking, as it says here on Wikipedia, which they might have changed this a few times to fit the narrative. Sex trafficking is human trafficking for the purpose of sexual exploitation. It has been called a form of modern slavery because of the way victims are forced into sexual acts non-consensually. So what I'm thinking here is a woman being pushed into a van, handcuffed or something of that nature, held in bondage and forced to have sex with many men. That's what I've always thought it was. Or maybe she's threatened or she's coerced. But folks, we live in a world called, it's a world with free will. Perpetrators of the crime are called sex traffickers or pimps. Now, if a man's making a woman have sex against her will and he's making money off her, that's called prostitution and he's her pimp. But what about women that are trying to further their career and having sex with powerful men? And then I guess it doesn't play out the way they want to. And then they later on go after these men. That's the argument I have right here. It says there's sex traffickers or pimps, people who manipulate victims to engage in various forms of commercial sex with paying customers. Paying customers. Now, what if the woman is completely for this and she's doing this willfully and then later in life changes her mind and says she's sex trafficked? What if she's making a split? See, folks, this is a big gray area for me, and sex trafficking goes under a wide range of things in a huge umbrella. And you know what? It all can be taken to court. There's loopholes everywhere on this. Sex traffickers use force, fraud, and coercion as they recruit, transport, and provide their victims as prostitutes. So you can effectively say that even taking a woman to dinner, buying her a plane ticket to come see you, could be considered sex trafficking. Folks, this is getting very dangerous, especially for men who have a lot to lose. Bosses, CEOs, things of that nature. Sometimes victims are brought into a situation of dependency on their traffic, financially or emotionally. They're not adding to the equation here. How many women, yes, they did Harvey Weinstein did some disgusting acts with women, but how many of them went up there willfully hoping to further their careers? That's all I'm saying. There's a big gray area here, folks, and anybody now could be hit with a lawsuit or face jail time for even flirting or hitting on a woman. Flirting or hitting on a woman. That's all I'm saying here. Vince McMahon is now guilty of doing just this. So if we go see this article here with Vince McMahon, he is now accused of sex trafficking by WWE staffer he paid to keep quiet. Janelle Grant files lawsuit saying McMahon pressured her into sex with him. Pressured her into sex with him. See, why can't you just walk away? Why do you have to keep working for him? And other men at wrestling business raising questions about 2022 board probe into CEO's payouts. I'm not taking a side. I'm just raising questions. I'm just raising questions here, folks. A woman who received a payout from WWE boss Vince McMahon has accused McMahon, the company, and former executive of sex trafficking in a new lawsuit that raises questions about breadth of an internal company probe conducted by a law firm last year. Janelle Grant, a former employee at the wrestling firm's headquarters, said in a lawsuit filed Thursday that she was abused and sexually exploited by McMahon while he was chief executive. She alleged that McMahon lured her with promises and career advancement, and then he allegedly exploited her and trafficked her to other men inside the company. See, you're telling me he made you do this, but right here it says, Lured her. The word lured is very important. Her with promises of career advancement. So she thought she was going to advance her career. And then allegedly exploited her. Exploited her is a big word. Exploited her and trafficked her. Trafficked her to other men inside the company. But wait a minute. She thought she was going to further her career. Promises of career advancement. So she knew what, in my opinion, folks, she knew exactly what she was doing, and she was hoping to further her career. Grant signed a non-disclosure agreement in 2022 in which McMahon agreed to pay $3 million for her to not to discuss the relationship or disparage him. The WWE received an anonymous tip in 2022 about the relationship and started a board investigation. This guy started the WWE. Oh, boy. Which uncovered other payments by the CEO to women. Grant's a lot. This is called, if he's paying women to have sex with him, they are, in my opinion, called prostitutes. Grant's lawsuit said McMahon stopped paying, stopped making payments under the 2022 deal after the initial $1 million installment. The suit seeks to void the agreement and unspecified financial damages. Jerry McDevitt, McMahon's attorneys in the agreement with Grant, said he no longer represents the WWE founder. McMahon didn't respond to requests for comment. Folks, this is becoming more and more rapid. A lot of powerful men are being targeted. I've always said this was completely engineered from the get-go. From the get-go, this has been engineered. And what women do, I think, is target these men. And if their career doesn't go the way they, and this is my opinion, I don't know all the details here, but I'm just stating this as an opinion. If their career doesn't go the direction they desire. So what if she would have made it and her career would have blossomed? Would she just have forgot about all this and said, well, it was worth my time. But since her career didn't go the direction she wanted it to, now is it her wrath against all these men, especially these powerful men? I see men all the time, and I tell them, I see these men all the time, these powerful men all the time. I have friends that are very powerful, and I tell them, you better get a facelift, because it seems to me the better looking you are, the gauge kind of goes in your favor. And the worse looking you are, the gaze goes the other direction. It becomes harassment. When you're good looking, it's flirting. They want a relationship with you. They want to have kids with you. When you're on the other side of the spectrum, it's harassment. That's how I see it. That's just how I see it. And it's becoming more obvious by every lawsuit that gets put out there. Let's look at another one here. And then now she's airing out all his dirty laundry. Vince McMahon, at the center of the new bombshell sex trafficking accusations, as former WWE staffer, he paid to keep quiet, alleges he defecated on her head during a threesome and forcefully used, what do you mean forcefully used sex toys on her that he named after his wrestlers? I mean, I'm not saying we need to see film here, but this is her word against his. And if she was okay by this during the time in his, you know, kinky actions, then I'm just saying, folks, what do you think here? There's so much gray area here. McMahon's accuser claimed he failed to pay full $3 million settlement for her NDA. So he's offering to pay her to keep quiet, and she's agreed to this. The Rock is appointed to board at TKO following WWE takeover. DailyMail.com provides all the latest international sports news. It says here, WWE boss Vince McMahon has been accused of sex trafficking in a new lawsuit filed by a former employee. Who claims the 78-year-old billionaire defecated on her head during a threesome. Now, what was her reaction? Did he just do it, or did he ask her before she did it? And then she said, yeah, just go ahead and do that. That's fine. You're going to pay me anyway. Or this is going to further my career. What? See, there's so much gray area here. How do you know she did not like it? And then later on, she realizes this didn't pay off for me. Now feel my wrath. I'm coming after all of you. I'm only saying, folks, there's two sides to every story here, you know, and it begs a question. I mean, where's the line drawn? Where's the line? What's considered harassment? What's considered sex trafficking? Where's the line drawn? Like I said, I know a lot of men now that are very hesitant on flirting with women, on hitting on women, because they're scared to death what might happen to them. They're scared to death by it. And this is ruining. This is ruining the whole dating game, by the way. It's ruining it for women and men. There's always two sides to a story for folks, and that's all I'm saying. And I want to get your thoughts down below. You know, I see these powerful men getting taken down one by one. They've been trying to do it to everybody, folks. And if there's just one bad apple in that bunch that comes after you, you're screwed. They take you for everything you're worth. So, folks, give me your thoughts down below. What do you think? Do you think men are being targeted? I think there's truth to everything. I think, you know, if she was forced into this, if she was forced into this and he defecated on her and treated her terribly and she had no say in this and she was crying and she was being beaten and forced to have sex with men, then yes, we have a big problem. Vince McMahon is guilty. But if she agreed to this and later regretted it, that's where I have the problem. I hope you all understand this. Give me your thoughts and comments down below. Tell me, what do you think? Because I'm seeing more and more powerful men get taken down by things like this. And it always seems to be one bitter, sour woman that has it after you. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just presenting two sides to this argument. That's all I'm doing. Give me your thoughts down below, folks. Later.